Chapter 1. A look at SEO. A keyword can be any word found anywhere on your site. This includes nouns, verbs, and adjectives. A keyword can also be a collection of words or a phrase. When creating your keywords, you can use keyword modifiers to create different keyword combinations. As you may or may not already know, SEO means Search Engine Optimization, or Search Engine Optimized. Regardless of the terminology you associate with the acronym, it will always mean the same thing: creating a system that keeps your website at the uppermost ranks in the search engine results. What is this system? It involves many different factors, with the most essential issue being the selection of the most appropriate keywords. These are the terms of words that people would most frequently enter into the search box of a search engine, and which must be used to guide them towards your website. Obviously, there are a huge number of words and/or phrases that might be used for almost any business. Need an example? Let's say that your business focuses on selling pet products. Just begin thinking about the words that a consumer would use to find your merchandise. Pets, pet food, pet toys, pet products, gifts for pets, pet beds, pet clothing, etc. The list could be endless, and this is where so many online businesses find it difficult to begin their SEO work. Fortunately, there are many tools that can help. For instance, the world's most popular search engine is Google, and it has a free tool called Google AdWords that will help you to begin identifying the different words closely associated with your business. You can then consider how competitive the terms are, and begin choosing those that are the most relevant, but which are also not so fiercely competitive. What does competitive mean? If we use the pet supply example from above, we would see that the word pets entered into the Google AdWords tool would generate a large number of matching concepts. Each of these would show how many times the word was used on a global basis each month, and also on a local one too. There is also a small bar chart that shows how competitive the word is in terms of others using it in their advertising, marketing, and SEO campaigns. For example, the word pets alone is not all that competitive, but a phrase like discount pet supplies is. This would mean that if you try to use it as your primary keywords for an SEO campaign, you would have a lot more difficulty than if you selected a less competitive phrase, but one that had the same number of monthly searches. For instance, online pet store would be less competitive and yet appear in searches at around the same levels. It is usually best to stick with the least competitive keywords for content optimizing in order to get the most visibility in the search engine results pages, or SERPs. Where you have to consider using the truly competitive terminology, however, is in the pieces that the web crawlers or spiders give the most weight or value. This is the ideal time for us to explain to you how the search engines generate all of the results. After learning how this is done, you will be able to understand how best to incorporate social media, video, images, and other materials into your sales marketing optimization work. Understanding search engine results pages. How does a search engine work? You open your favorite search engine and type in the terms that you need. Hit the search button and wait for results. It helps to know that consumers tend to conduct three types of searches. Informational, a search that indicates that a consumer is looking for specific information, such as how to fix a lamp. Transactional, a search for details that will help the consumer complete some sort of activity, such as discount lamps in New York City, and navigational, a search that really has only one possible result because it is designed around a location. For example, Bob's Lamp Service in New York City would point the searcher towards only one set of results. This means that anyone who has a website and who wants to direct the most traffic to that site will have to understand how people actually go about using the search engines and how the search engines respond. For example, someone with a lamp repair service would benefit greatly from understanding the three types of searches described above. You will begin to see why that is the case as we work our way through this section on SEO. So if you use a search engine for any of the three most common types of searches by entering your terms, you will get a large list of results, SERPs, in a matter of moments. You need to know that the search engine isn't combing the entire internet in that few moments, but is instead using the different indexes that have been created by its proprietary spiders on a frequent basis. Search engines make indexes. Here's how it works. The web spiders search every page available on the internet, or on a select portion of the internet, and harvest lists of words. This is the process that the term crawling or web crawlers is describing. The spiders don't act randomly. They go to a site that is housed on a server connected to the internet, and the spider then scours all of the pages of content for lists of words and begins noting where the words are found. This leads to the development of an index that gives the terms and where they are located a certain amount of value. The spider then follows any links in the site, and this expands the indexing process. We mentioned that where the words are located played a role in their significance. This is because the language used for any website is HTML, and this requires different meta tags, titles, and descriptions that are valuable to the spiders as well as the contents of the text in the body of the site. All of this information is put into the search engine's indexes, and when someone enters a search for the related terms and data, it is the continually updated indexes that are used to generate the results. How to use the details. Have you started to recognize how you might use this web spider and web crawler system to your advantage? If you use good keywords in the body content of the site and ensure that the most competitive terms appear in the places that search engines give significance, it is likely that you will get good search engine results. The trick is picking the terms, which we have already covered, and then using them to the fullest extent possible. What this will mean to you, as the reader of this guide, is how to build a website that is packed with the kinds of tags, titles, descriptions, etc., that will help to enhance and optimize your search engine results. Okay, you might think, that sounds great, but what does all this really mean? It means that you will first go ahead and develop lists of keywords. You will then use them in the different tactics and approaches we will itemize throughout the remainder of this book. It is that simple. The small business and the internet. In the next chapters, we will learn how to use your keywords in the best places and the best ways to get results. Let's just take one last look at where the terms will appear, as this is going to help you understand why such things as paid ads, organic SEO, videos, social media, blogs, backlinks, comments in forums, and articles can help your business. The places where the search engines read the content include the title tags, This is what appears along the top of the browser screen and gives a very brief explanation of the content. The description tags. These are great places for the use of the most competitive terms because they influence how the web crawlers weigh the page. The keyword tags. These allow you to provide all of the additional text for spiders to index with the rest of the body copy. These are excellent for reinforcing the competitive terms and giving them validity, which is something that indexes can actually comprehend and identify. These are the areas in which you will pay attention to keyword usage when you are hoping to really optimize your sales market and website traffic. A word of warning, however, is that tagging popular topics within any of these areas when the content of the page is not related to them is a very destructive policy. This is because the spiders are now capable of correlating data and tags and will instantly reject tags if they have no relation to the remaining words on the page. Thus, the website owner who uses discount pet supplies in the most prominent places on a page and yet has content about fish tanks is going to see zero results from this effort because the web crawlers will not correlate the groups of words. Now that you have a good and basic comprehension of the need for a website and online presence and how SEO plays a tremendous part in it, we can move into the next steps of planning your strategy, assessing your market, and learning about some of the best tactics to use. Must checklist for SEO. Keyword in URL. First word is best, second is second best, etc. Keyword in domain name, same as in page name with hyphens. Keyword in title tag. Keyword in description meta tag. Google no longer relies upon this tag but will often use it. Keyword in keyword meta tag shows theme less than 10 words. Every word in this tag must appear somewhere in the body text. If not, it can be penalized for irrelevance. No single word should appear more than twice. If not, it may be considered spam. Google purportedly no longer use this tag, but others do. Keyword density in body text. Have the keyword FASES in text 3 to 5 times. Keyword in H1, H2 and H3. Internal links, pages, keywords. Link should contain keywords. The file linked to should contain the keywords. Use hyphenated file names, but not long ones, 2 or 3 hyphens only. Picture file names should contain relevant keyword. Internal links should contain relevant keyword. Make a sitemap, www.sitemaps.org. No duplicate content on your website. Help customers find you on Google Maps, Google Places. Use Google Webmaster Tools, it's free. www.google.com. Checklist before you submit your site to search engines. Checklist before you submit your site to search engines. Are all pages complete? No, under construction pages. Are all links valid? No broken or dead links. Are all pages optimized? Are all pages search engine compatible? Have you used robots, text, or robots meta tag to prevent pages you want hidden, for example shopping cart, from being indexed? If your site is an e-commerce site, is your ordering process or shopping cart functional and tested for bugs? Are you prepared to handle a sudden influx of traffic and/or sales? Have you tested your site for usability? Google Website Us ability for more information. add your URL to Google. www.google.com. Each day we must strive for constant and never-ending improvement. Quotation by Anthony Robbins.